Hi, everyone. This is Gary Barkalow with the Noble Heart. I recently did an interview with Keith Medley, and I wanted you to hear a clip from this. Keith created a 27-string guitar and some amazing music with that instrument. But what fascinates me the most about this interview was the journey that he had to take to create this instrument and this music. So listen to this four-minute clip, and then I want to invite you to go to thenobleheart.com and then click on the Media tab and then on the Podcast tab and listen to the rest of the broadcast. It really is fascinating. I'm so fascinated that you had to create two things. You had to create the 27-string guitar that you have, and then you had to create the music with it. I mean, you couldn't even start to create the music, in a sense, as far as literally having it written down and played until you created the instrument. What was that like doing that progression of creation for you? How did you approach that?
When I'm playing instrumental on the 6th string, I'm hearing more than what I'm able to play on the 6th string. If there were more notes or more fingers or more something, you know, that I could get to, you know, I had been frustrated for the most part on being able, not being able to read, not being able to write music, still not, and not being able to express what's on the inside. It's sort of being just a music illiterate, so to speak. I kind of put my X as a signature. So to open up the possibilities for just a musical expansion, it was like, well, I just need more strings. And so on the website, on the blog, I actually got a picture of the first drawing in 1978 of a multi-string instrument. It's very crude. There's like pizza grease on it, I think. There's some kind of stuff on it. I don't know. But I drew this thing out. And it, you know, it's got like four necks, and it's got, you know, a harp on the top bout and all that. And of course, you know, back in the 70s, anything went. So I'm drawing this out. This is going to answer my question. But it didn't, because you can only play one neck at a time. And, you know, make it a very long journey short here. When I started to take serious, you know, this whole project, you know, over the years, it started to develop. You know, I had heard about and seen multi-instruments before, and I saw this one guy play named Michael Hedges back in like 1980, 81, and he had like five or six strings on top of his regular 6th string. So I thought, well, that's it. I'll do something like that. I'm not going to so much make it a bass like what this was. I'm just going to make it an extension of the guitar on either side. Well, that ought to do it. Well, once I kind of got that into my head, when I would think about this music, I could actually see how I could play it if I had it in my hands. And because if I can't hear it in my head and if I can't play it in my head, then I can't play it out. So really what drove the design on this stuff was the excitement of being able to expand on some of the music that I was hearing. So that really is what drove the design.
So it was getting the music out that was in your heart and soul. That was the core of why you designed and built this 27-string guitar.
Right. I wasn't trying to like build something I could mass produce and sell for $1 trillion and get rich and all that. Some things you just don't do for money.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't something that showed up one day and then the next day it was there. I mean, this has been a 30-some-odd year journey of realization. And it's one of those things that never left. I'm almost 53. The things that have come into my life that, you know, an idea or a thought over the years, some of that stuff has gone by the wayside. I mean, I'm not going to learn Greek. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sail around the world. I'm not going to do all that stuff that used to be on my list, you know. But the things that remain are the things that I needed to take a look at. You know, the things that have stood the test of time are the things that I needed to stop and go, okay, you know, I can't talk myself out of the desire. It's there. So then I have to figure out how to approach that desire. I have to figure out how to, what's within my power, what's within my convenience. And what I mean by convenience is that, you know, there are four of the people that live in this house, you know, that need certain parts of me. They need a father, they need a husband.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And again, I want to encourage you to listen to the entire podcast, which lasted about an hour. Again, just go to thenobleheart.com, click on the Media tab, then the Podcast tab, and then download the podcast with Keith Medley.